Bernie Sanders has become the figurehead of the national progressive movement, but leaders of color in Vermont are beginning to wonder whether he's the best person to lead it. Those concerns intensified last week when the Sanders Institute hosted a three-day gathering in Burlington. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, many racial justice leaders in Vermont say they were shut out, and they're trying to figure out how to move forward.
Shaun Moliere moved to the Northeast Kingdom in the early 1980s, and since then, she's dedicated herself to pursuing racial justice in one of the whitest states in the country. In the beginning, Moliere says it was tough to enlist Vermont's political power brokers in the grassroots fight for civil rights. She says some things haven't changed.
30 years later, I'm working with a progressive representative, a progressive senator that still doesn't see who we are.
That progressive senator Moliere is referring to is Bernie Sanders.
He's the beam that's shining that represents change. And for us, it's the same old, same old.
Polls show Bernie Sanders is one of the most popular politicians in the country, but he struggled to win over Black and Latino voters, and that's one of the reasons he lost the Democratic presidential nomination in 2016. As Sanders ponders another run in 2020, he's trying to broaden his appeal among voters of color, but some racial justice leaders in his own backyard say Sanders hasn't proven himself to be a worthy ally, and they say their exclusion from the Sanders Institute gathering is just the latest example. Here's Curtis Reed, executive director of the Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity.
I'm tempted to say that this is no longer a question of benign neglect on the part of the senator, but willful ignorance on his part.
The Sanders Institute event convened progressive luminaries from around the world to talk about the economy, the environment, and racial and social justice. Stefan Gillum, the president of the Windham County branch of the NAACP, says it's hard to understand why Sanders and the institute that bears his name didn't want local leaders of color at the table. And he says other social justice leaders in Vermont were also left out.
We've built that platform. We've been that conscience. And then to not be invited to pretty much the cookout, you know, and be able to have that connectedness to me was just not respectful. And I don't think it honored our work.
Gillum, Reed, and Moliere are among more than a dozen racial and social justice advocates in Vermont to sign an open letter criticizing the senator for excluding leaders of color from the event. The gathering did include some prominent people of color, like Danny Glover and Cornel West. Though Sanders gave the keynote address at the three-day gathering, his spokesperson says the senator is in no way connected to the institute and had no influence over the guest list. Tabitha Pohl-Moore, president of the Rutland area branch of the NAACP, says it wasn't the response advocates were hoping for.
And when you exclude the everyday common person, particularly those who are local and those whose backs you've built your institute or your reputation politically on, it's just disenfranchising. It's very alienating.
Wafik Faour is the founder of Vermonters for Justice in Palestine and a member of Black Lives Matter of Greater Burlington. He's one of the advocates who signed the open letter to Sanders.
We are not here because we are angry. Not at all. We are trying just to make a wake-up call.
Faour says he believes in the progressive movement Sanders is trying to build, but he says if the grassroots organizers doing the work locally aren't invited to the table, then maybe Sanders isn't the guy to lead it.
On this event, Sanders Institute dismissed everything we do every day. So we are telling him if these slogans are valid, he's supposed to invite us to talk and to be on the table when we make decisions.
Faour and others say they're eager to work with Sanders and stand ready to collaborate. But they say if he can't prove his value to racial justice causes in his own backyard, there's no reason to think he's the candidate that can bring change nationally. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.